Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Brattleboro Museum and Art Center, based in Brattleboro, Vermont, is an independent, non-collecting museum which showcases a plethora of contemporary art from regional artists to international icons alike. Well, on Saturday, March 14th, five new exhibits opened at the museum. Collectively, three exhibits serve as an exploration of fiber art, and the other two showcase the work of Southern Vermont artists. They are entitled, in no particular order, Gathering Threads, Dialogue, Lindenfeld plus Lindenfeld, Children of the Oasis, Donald Saff, Contemporary Folk Tales, and Love, Labor, Worship, the People of Basin Farm. Here to tell us more about the museum's new exhibits and to make sense of all of those words that I just spoke, we welcome the director of the BMAC, Danny Lichtenfeld. Danny, thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's very nice to have you here.
Yeah, the art of exhibit titles is sort of its own obscure.
So is this the way you guys roll? You'll do just five, you just, it's like binge watching. You just say, here are all your exhibits, go take them.
Well, we have, there are six galleries in our museum, which is was formerly Brattleboro's train station at the foot of Main Street in Brattleboro.
Which is a beautiful building. I mean, you're in a very nice, beautiful spot.
Yes. Celebrating its 100th anniversary this
Gorgeous.
Year, in fact.
Yeah.
And so there are six galleries in the building, and we change over the exhibits sort of all at once, more or less three times a year. Every now and then we depart from that schedule a bit, and we'll just change over some of the rooms and not the others. But typically in the spring in particular, we do kind of a big spring renewal. And so the entire museum is closed for about a week while we put up new exhibits. And sometimes those exhibits are, each one is contained to one gallery within the space. And sometimes they spill over into multiple rooms. In this case, Gathering Threads, a group show surveying kind of contemporary fiber art, is in the main space and spilling over into one of the other rooms. And then each of the other exhibits occupies another gallery, and so it's all new, and it's sort of a big binge opportunity.
There is certainly the other. We'll get into the specific artists that I mentioned in the introduction, but there is a focus on fiber art. What brought you to fiber art to say let's look at this and let's look at this in some detail?
Yeah,
some scope.
This exhibit, this collection of exhibits, was organized by our chief curator Mara Williams, and being a non-collecting museum, meaning we don't have a collection that we draw upon, so we're.
Right.
The way we put together exhibits is by working with artists themselves or collectors, other institutions, galleries representing contemporary artists, and deciding what we think makes sense for us to show and what our audience is interested in seeing. And so our chief curator, in this case, Mara Williams, who's regularly attending art fairs and in touch with galleries in New York and visiting artist studios, over the course of several years of developing other exhibits, kept noting all of this interesting fiber art out there. And this is how it rose to the surface. It sort of came together as a sort of in-depth exploration of fiber art itself. Some of the pieces that are part of the show she encountered while putting together other shows. For instance, we had a show on portraiture recently.
Right.
One of the pieces in our fiber show is actually a kind of abstract portrait of a sitter, of someone who sat to have their portrait done. But this is where that fit into our schedule and our world, is in this array of fiber-focused shows.
The idea I'm going to try to mix two things in here. You let me know if this is correct or not. But you are a museum, as you say, a non-collecting museum, but also a museum which is looking to put a spotlight and a focus and a mirror, if you will, of what is happening in your environment, of what is happening around. And not only because that fiber is plentiful here, and it's something that we use. But it is a popular medium in this region,
in this part of the world. And so it's reflective of what is going on in the artistic community of which you serve.
Absolutely, and has a deep history here regionally.
Yes.
I mean, we, you know, in general terms, we think of our exhibits sort of falling into two categories. We're bringing the art, we're showcasing the artistic riches of our region for the people who live within our community and also people who are visiting our community. But we all are also seeking to bring the artistic riches of the wider world to our community.
Sure.
And in both respects, showcasing fiber art at this time worked nicely. There's such interesting work going on within our region, and that has a basis in the history of fiber art in our region, but then also just some fascinating stuff going on out there in the wider world that was nice to be able to see in our area.
Is it Lindenfeld and Lindenfeld, or Lindenfeld plus Lindenfeld?
I've been saying Lindenfeld and Lindenfeld, and it's part of the title's Dialogue, Lindenfeld and Lindenfeld. We've been doing a periodic series where we bring together two artists, or in this case, the work of two artists who were not actually getting together in person, and presenting their work as a kind of dialogue, or in some cases, the work is being created as a dialogue. So this is part of that series. And in this case, it's a dialogue between a ceramic artist, a potter from Vermont, Naomi Lindenfeld, creating new work in a sort of metaphorical dialogue with the tapestry work of her late mother, who was a second-generation Bauhaus artist who studied at Black Mountain College with Joseph and Annie Albers and that generation. Her name is Lore Cadden Lindenfeld. And so Naomi has her mother's work around her in her studio and in her home. And we invited Naomi to create a new body of ceramic work, which is her medium, inspired by and sort of in dialogue with her mother's work. And so the exhibit features Lore Cadden Lindenfeld's tapestry work alongside Naomi's new ceramics.
That seems really cool.
It is so cool, yeah. I have to tell you. And the dialogue exhibits that we've done previously and some others that are in the pipeline, they're so fascinating. And it's particularly exciting for us as an institution, not just to be finding work somewhere and putting it up on our walls, but to be playing a part in the creation and the inspiration of new work.
I guess it's interesting to me because it's hard. I don't mean this to be dismissive in any way, shape, or form, but that dialogue seems like such a special opportunity for the artist, and really very, very deep that obviously we get to enjoy as well.
I think you've hit it on the head, frankly. I mean, that's what I've heard from Naomi herself and from the people who attended the opening this past weekend. It was very, very powerful experience and presentation of work. Children of the Oasis is part of this sort of focus on fiber art. This is a remarkable project. These are about 12 tapestries, handmade tapestries from a place called the Ramses Wissawasef Art Center near the pyramids in Egypt. Which is about a 60-year-old experiment in creative education and experiential learning. Basically, what has happened there for several generations now is that local children have been trained in tapestry weaving techniques at this center, and they create this remarkable work. And what we're showing is a group of about 10 or 12 of the tapestries created by current and former students of the center. One of the things that's so special about it, you look at these unbelievably beautiful, colorful, and detailed scenes of a pond and sunflowers and the animals coming to the pond and drinking the water and flocks of birds flying by. Well, these tapestries are created on the loom, they're being woven on the loom by the students at this center without their having done a sketch beforehand or without a pattern that they're following. That's telling them where to tie off this color and begin the next color. And so it's just going strip by strip as they work their way down from the top, down to the bottom of the tapestry. And gradually these incredible scenes come to life, and it's all being created on the loom.
We have 2 minutes or so, and I want you to talk about the other two exhibits of the Southern Vermont Artists. First, there is Love, Labor, Worship, The People of Basin Farm, and then Donald Saff, Contemporary Folktale. So tell us how these two exhibits came about and what they will explore.
I will. So Love, Labor, Worship, The People of Basin Farm is a photographic essay by a photographer from Dummerston, Vermont, named Michael Poster, who has spent about 2 or 3 years with a community outside Bellows Falls, Vermont, called Basin Farm. And that's a community that's part of the 12 tribes, which has other communities, a religious group that has communities around New England, some other...
Including in Cambridge, New York.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's remarkable about this body of work, not just the beautiful images that Michael has created and the written text that he's produced that accompanies them, but that this community that feels somewhat, that has not had the easiest relationship with the media, allowed Michael this very intimate access to their life. And so now visitors to the museum get this particular, opportunity to see, to explore this community's lifestyle in a way that I'm not sure has been available otherwise.
That's fascinating. Very cool. And then finally?
And Donald Saff, Contemporary Folktales. Donald is just a remarkable treasure in Marlborough, Vermont, and an incredible multi-talented artist, visual artist, and musician. And we're showing a body of work called Contemporary Folktales, which are these beautiful sort of quilt-like or stained glass window-like paintings that also have materials collaged into them, of vaguely New Englandish characters in vaguely New Englandish landscapes, in totally fanciful scenes and with suggestions of sort of other layers of reality. And they're just beautiful, beautiful, interesting paintings, and it's a pleasure for us to be showing them.
Danny Lichtenfeld is the director at the Brattleboro Museum and Art Center, where 5 new contemporary fiber art exhibits, and there are 3 fiber art exhibits, 2 exhibits featuring Southern Vermont artists, just really incredible stuff on display, and you can find out more information by going to their website, which is brattleboromuseum.org, brattleboromuseum.org. Danny Lichtenfeld, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and great work.
Same here, Joel.
Thanks
thank
for sharing.
You.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.